Merry Christmas. This Christmas morning, the scripture lessons are from Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 6, and the Gospel of Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 20. Today's message is titled, This Christmas Morning, King and God and Sacrifice. Hear the word of the Lord from Hebrews chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things, and through whom He made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being, sustaining all things by His powerful word. After He had provided purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the Majesty in heaven. So He became so much superior to the angels, as the name He has inherited is superior to theirs. For to which of the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, today I become your father"? Or again, "I will be his father, and he will be my son"? And again, when God brings his firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all God's angels worship him." Here ends the first lesson. The Holy Gospel according to Luke chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to his own town to register, so Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel of the Lord said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. The Gospel of our Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, Thou hast given us Thy Word for a light to shine upon our path. Grant us to meditate on that Word and to follow its teaching, that we may find in it the light that shines more and more until the perfect day. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Again, Merry Christmas this wintry morning. Merry Christmas to you and yours. Have you seen the animated movie Aladdin? The songs are memorable. A Whole New World, probably those words come to your mind right now. Or A Friend Like Me. Saying those titles probably brings snippets of the movie and the songs to you if you've seen it. Especially the actor, Robin Williams. He brings the genie to life through the hilarity of his comedic skills. There is a moment that the genie describes his life, his situation in life, and he describes it this manner: phenomenal cosmic power! Itty bitty living space. Phenomenal cosmic power! Itty bitty living space. The genie grows immensely huge in voice and boisterous and a display of power all swirling around him. And then suddenly is pulled into the lamp held in Aladdin's hand. Abu lifts the lid and there is genie all squeezed in a tiny tight confined space saying, itty bitty living space. I mean, phenomenal cosmic power. Itty bitty living space. It's fiction found in a film far from real life. But have you pondered the reality? Pondered the reality of the living God, creator of all the universe that is so expansive, filled with uncountable numbers of galaxies, swirling with unfathomable numerous planets and stars, the one power brought all of this into existence from nothing is that little baby boy swaddled and lying in a manger. That is the mystery of the incarnation of the Son of God. The baby boy, this one fully human baby boy, five fingers each hand, five toes on each foot, two legs, two arms, ears, nose, mouth, eyes, born with hair, possibly. Possibly curly brown hair is what I envision. Don't really know. But this baby boy born, no confusion for the reality of male or female, was easily there for all to see. He was a boy. And was given the Jewish sign of the covenant, cut into his flesh on his eighth day. All the vastness of eternity of the ever-living God, larger and beyond this universe, in this itty-bitty baby boy. Hebrews 1, beginning at verse 1. In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets, at many times and in various ways. But in these last days He has spoken to us by His Son, whom He appointed heir of all things and through whom He made the universe. The Son is the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being, sustaining all things by His powerful Word. After He provided purification for sins, He sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. God has spoken through His prophets. Old Testament shows us that. Now God speaks through the Son. Well, that will happen when this baby boy grows up a little bit. I mean, growing from the swaddling clothes to crawling to walking to running to jumping. Everything every other baby does growing up. All can see this child, this boy, is human. Yet in this boy's humanness is the exact representation of the being of God. The Son is the radiance of God's glory. this boy, the Son of God, literally shines the radiant glory of God, which was given a small glimpse when he was transfigured on the mountainside with Peter, James, and John as witnesses. It is written in Matthew 17, beginning of verse 1. After 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up high on a mountainside by themselves. There he was transfigured by before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. The sun is the exact representation of this, of his, that is God's being. The sun is the exact representation of God's being. The sun is the character. That's the Greek word. And from this Greek word, we get the English word character, which means the totality of someone's personal qualities. Now, the Greek word properly means engraving. Figuratively means exact impression or likeness, which reflects the inner character. Originally, character meant a carving tool for engraving. It then came to mean the die or the mold with which was used to stamp, used to impress an image on a coin or seal. And that image on the coin or seal would be the exact impression of the engraviture, the character. This is what the Council of Nicaea came together so as to find how to describe in words the nature of the Son, who is Christ the Lord. The nature of the Son, who is Christ in relationship with the Father. Some at that time were saying the Son is different. The Son is created somehow. Created like the rest of creatures means there is no divine Savior. Athanasius was adamant that we must be clear, expressing the full deity of Jesus Christ. For Jesus and the Father are the same. You don't have to take my word for it. John chapter 10, verse 30. Jesus speaking, I and the Father are one. John chapter 14, beginning of verse 8. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, don't you know me, Philip? Even after I've been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How are you going to say, show us the Father? The truth is expressed here. Eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. Seems extraordinary, but this truth, it is the truth, that this baby boy named Jesus is involved in sustaining all of creation by the power of the word of himself. Written John chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Listen carefully now. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. This is who this little baby boy in the manger truly is. Though to any person standing nearby in that manger those years ago are just seeing a little baby boy swaddled in cloths. The baby boy would grow up. And for the Father sent the Son for a specific purpose. For us and for our salvation, as the Nicene Creed words it. He came down from heaven by the power of the Holy Spirit. He became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. From Hebrews 1, it's written, after he had provided purification for sins, purification for our sins. Purification is the removal of undesirable parts. Sin really is uncleanness before the eyes of the living God, as described in Isaiah chapter 6. When Isaiah saw the Lord God seated on the throne, high and exalted, Isaiah was hearing the seraphs flying, seeing the seraphs flying, hearing the seraphs calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of His glory." Singing, speaking, calling such that the whole place shook and was filled with smoke. Isaiah responded, Isaiah chapter 6, verse 5, "Woe to me," I cried, "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips, and my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Isaiah really was meaning, I'm a dead duck. I'm going to die. That is what woe to me means. I am ruined. It means I am ruined. I'm going to die. Why? I'm a man of unclean lips. In other words, I am a sinner. And we all are sinners. We all are sinners before the holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. We are unclean. And we need to be purified. And that is what the Son came to do, to be the purification. Then after doing so, the Son would take the place of power and authority, sitting down at the right hand of the majesty of Almighty God. Hebrews 1, verse 6. And again, when God brings His firstborn into the world, He says, "Let all God's angels worship Him." And only God is worthy of worship. And this is what happens on that hillside outside of Bethlehem. To the shepherds keeping watch over the sheep, an angel of the Lord appears to them with the good news of great joy. Luke chapter 2, beginning of verse 11. "Today in the town of David a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Then suddenly, the sky is filled with a heavenly host. The heavenly host comes and does this. Luke chapter 2, verse 14. "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom His favor." The sky is filled with the angelic hosts worshiping. Worshiping the baby born in the city of David, the Savior. Worship belongs to the Lord God Almighty alone. This shows this is the firstborn of God, for all the angels worship Him. The shepherds went to look for the baby boy as they were told. They found him and spoke to all there about what they had been told, what had been said about this baby boy. Then they returned back to their sheep. Luke chapter 2, verse 20, the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen. And listen carefully, which were just as they had been told. What this means is a Savior has come to save us from sin and provide the purification for our sins. He, this baby boy named Jesus, will cleanse us through His death on the cross. He will be crucified with the written notice above His head, "This is the King of the Jews." Crucified with a crown of thorns and His blood dripping down from all the wounds inflicted upon Him, from the whipping, the thorns, and of course those nails driven through to hold Him to the cross. He is Christ the Lord. Jesus, the perfect sacrifice. This Jesus is King this Jesus is God. Such a small child, needing to be swaddled and cared for by his mother Mary. This newborn baby boy, totally dependent on his mother and also cared for by his father, Joseph, too. This little one, king and God and sacrifice. That phrase captured my attention from the song, We Three Kings of Orient Are. King and God and sacrifice. King and God and sacrifice. Sacrifice, that description is not congruent with the other two. King and God, yes, those fit together to describe Jesus. But adding that third description, sacrifice, it's a stumbling block. That is a stumbling block. And it's just as Paul wrote about, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 23. But we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to Gentiles. Being king and God is what makes Jesus' sacrifice so amazing, so full of love, compassion, mercy, and grace. This is why the angels were praising God's glory and worshiping. The Savior will conquer and deliver through sacrifice. As the hymn, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, describes, born that we no more may die, born to raise each child on earth, born to give a second birth. And there are many more phrases we can pull from these Christmas carols that we have sung. This King of Salvation, this King of Kings, salvation brings. Yes, this little babe, the Son of Mary. This King of Kings, salvation brings. Yes, this little babe, the Son of Mary. There is where you'll find the joy of Christmas and the Gloria in Excelsis Deo. There, in the boy, this baby is God with us. This baby is the vastness of God with us. So let's join with the angelic host, the angelic heavenly host, praising God and worship the Son this Christmas day and for the rest of our lives on into that forever, evermore of eternity. For the Son is King and God and sacrifice. Amen and amen.